Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 60. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 35. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 43.
Mid-America Network News. The House Committee on Health and Human Services convened for a hearing on bills regarding gender-affirming care for Kansas children. HB 2791 and HB 2792 would effectively render the state's healthcare professionals incapable of providing gender transition treatment that includes surgery and hormone therapy to children. HB 2791 was initially introduced by Representative Ron Bryce of Coffeyville. He said transgender treatments manipulate or destroy tissue or flesh in otherwise healthy bodies to treat mental problems. United Express will add a new nonstop service from the Salina Regional Airport to the Denver International Airport starting April 2nd. The flight will be operated by SkyWest Airlines and will connect to 78 domestic city pairs. Flights can be booked at united.com. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
A Salina woman will spend several years in jail for shooting at the Whole Foods store in northeast Wichita. A judge sentenced 34-year-old Danielle Robinson to 196 months, just over 16 years in prison. KSN reports the night of October 4th of 2021, Wichita police responded to the store for the report of a woman with an armed gun. As officers arrived, Robinson ran back inside and pointed a gun at officers. Officers repeatedly commanded her to drop the gun, but she fired it. Both officers opened fire, injuring her. She was released the next day from the hospital. She pled guilty to two counts of attempted second-degree murder, two counts of aggravated assault, and criminal possession of a firearm. The Kansas Chamber welcomed a new member to their communications team. Rachel Harden has joined the team as a communications manager. Chamber officials said in her role, Harden will manage the writers for the Chamber's business news website, kansasbiznews.com.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. On January 6th, millions of gallons of sewage from a failed lagoon at the JBS meatpacking plant spilled into the Wood and Platte Rivers. State and federal agencies investigated this failure, and JBS has since responded with what they plan to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. They will continue to remove sludge from affected waterways, take weekly water samples from eight locations in the Grand Island area, use a certified lab to analyze those water samples for nitrogen and ammonia contaminants,
needs.
Upgrade the wastewater system, including replacement of the failed lagoon and other improvements, and get third-party inspections. In other news, Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen is addressing the implementation of the state's new voter ID law. Approximately 97% of registered voters in the state possess a driver's license or state ID. The new law mandates the presentation of a photo ID to cast a ballot. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting underway for the 2024 presidential primary election set for March 19th. In-person voting at county clerk's offices will close at noon March 18th, and mail-in ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. Election Day. Advance mail-in ballots may be requested for registered voters through your county clerk's office. Marshall County Tourism is accepting grant applications for 2024 events, brochure, and website development. Event grants may be used toward additional promotion and advertising for community events to be held in Marshall County this year and should be used for the purpose of increasing participation and tourism. Brochure and website grants may be used toward development and implementation of these means to further promote tourism through promotion of sites within Marshall County. Application should be completed and returned for consideration no later than April 1st to Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids. For application forms and details, contact Marshall County Development Corporation President Bruce Dierking at Marysville or Secretary Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids. $4.1 million in tax credits available under the Kansas Department of Commerce Community Service Tax Credit Program, assisting private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities undertaking major capital campaigns for projects involving community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, or health care services. The state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions toward approved projects, organizations chosen through a competitive selection process. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature, and create lasting value for charitable organizations. For example, projects might include a capital campaign, major equipment purchase, major renovation, or capacity building. The application windows open now through April 30th. Applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits, eligible for a 70% credit in rural areas. For information, contact the Kansas Department of Commerce or go to their website. Pheasants Forever coordinating a Nemahal County Community Garden in Seneca at 6th and Pioneer. Use of a bid is on a first-come, first-served basis, free with water provided. Gardeners free to grow flowers, vegetables, herbs, or fruits and are responsible for their own seeds and seedlings. Garden tools available on site. Learn more on Facebook at Nemahal County Community Garden or contact Mandy Lang with Pheasants Forever, 785-515-8138. Highland Community College Western Center Baileyville Career Fair Tuesday, March 5th, runs 9:30 till 1. Some 40 business and industry representatives will be on hand. Career opportunities will be showcased, as well as the Highland Community College Western Center campus at Baileyville Tuesday, 9:30 till 1. The public is welcome to come and go. Tom Lindquist was recently elected president of the Kansas Association of Fairs and Festivals and will be our public affairs guest, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
I was a 13-year member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club in Blue Rapids, and there I held most of the major offices growing up. And then I started helping my dad, who was on the fair board at Blue Rapids, helping him there. And then when I graduated from high school and college and I moved away, I got on the Washington County's fair board, and then that led me to the fairs and festivals.
A pair of leap year babies born at the Washington County Hospital Thursday caught the attention of state news agencies. Brent and Kelly Lehman of Lynn welcomed a son as she also celebrates a leap year birthday. And a baby girl was born to Jeff and Andrea Bloomer of Hanover, both at the Washington County Hospital Thursday. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91 of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. Michael L. Mike Mosier, age 62, of Pawnee City, passed away unexpectedly Tuesday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Anthony Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery with a visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mike Mosier. Gene Floyd, age 90 of Beatty, passed away February 28th. Graveside service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Beatty Union Cemetery, with a visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gene Floyd. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away February 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, March 6th, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Graham. David L. Hogan, age 64, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Cremation is planned. Full obituary to be announced later by the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for David Hogan. William S. Sam Cassidy, age 86, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Private family burial will take place at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Sam Cassidy.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home, with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still breezy on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-60s and upper 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then a chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And a chance for some rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 85. The average low, 26, and the record low, 3 below 0. Sunset this evening, 6:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59.
March is named for the Roman god Mars, and we begin the month looking into his namesake planet on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 1st, the 61st day of the year. Actors Ron Howard and Tim Daly were both born on this day, and it's Statehood Day in Ohio and Nebraska. The Buckeyes joined the Union in 1803 and the Cornhuskers in 1867. March is named after the Roman god of war, Mars, so it's fitting to begin the month with a few fun facts about the red planet. Mars has a dynamic atmosphere with dust clouds and volcanic activity that can be easily detected through telescopes. Just like Earth, the planet has an axial tilt that produces annual seasons, although a Martian year lasts about twice as long. And today, Mars rises at 5:14 in the morning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips online at almanac.com.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville will host their annual career fair Tuesday, March 5th. Visit with nearly 40 business and industry representatives. A great opportunity to learn from area businesses and see the Highland Western Center campus at Baileyville Tuesday, March 5th, 9:30 till 1.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's getting down to the line for college basketball as the regular season comes to an end at just three games away across for many teams as the Kansas Jayhawks are heading back on the road after the week as they're set to take on the number 15 Baylor Bears on Saturday with tip-off at 12 p.m. Kansas is coming off a loss against BYU on Tuesday earlier by a 76-68 loss, keeping them in that number 7 slot nationwide and sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference. Kansas State also on the courts this weekend as well with an evening game tip-off at 6 p.m. on Saturday as they're on the road taking on Cincinnati. They had a big victory over the West Virginia Mountaineers on Monday this week. After the Saturday games, both teams with K-State and KU clash again in Manhattan on Tuesday next week with a tip-off at 8 p.m.
Kansas State is sitting 7-8 in conference play, 17-11 in their overall record. KU is at 9-6 in conference play and 20-8 for the regular season.
A message from Cover Kansas. Medicaid renewals have been on pause since 2020 and will resume in 2023. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you might not get a renewal letter in the mail and could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your contact information today. That's cancare.ks.gov. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winninger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winninger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winninger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winninger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinningerDrilling.com.
Conversations are still in play with the Kansas City Chiefs and the cornerback Legarius Sneed after the Chiefs team said that they are prepared to use the franchise tag and are open to trading him if a long-term deal is not reached. WIBW reports that the announcement came from Jeremy Fowler with ESPN Radio, saying that Sneed is agreeable to that scenario and allows him to give a chance to talk with the other members of the Kansas City team when conversations are still in play. Sneed was a 2020 fourth-round pick out of Louisiana Tech, and over the past four seasons, he's been able to accumulate more than 303 tackles, 10 interceptions, and 40 pass breakups. According to the team, he was also a vital member of the top-ranked Chiefs defense in 2023. According to the negotiations from the Chiefs team, they say with the franchise tag looming, the price tag to keep Sneed would be roughly $19.8 million for the upcoming 2024 season. They say potential contract negotiations are also in play for the All-Pro defensive tackle Chris Jones. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Sub-state basketball finals Thursday in boys action at Blue Valley. Hanover beat Lynn 59-31. Axtell came back on Blue Valley 59-44. Axtell-Hanover boys tip off Saturday at 5. At Rock Hills, Frankfort knocked off top seed Osborne in boys action 61-55, while Clifton Clyde beat Rock Hills 62-28. Frankfort meets Clifton Clyde Saturday at 5. At Donovan West, Centralia advanced with a win over Troy 58-47. Handle faced Bishop Seabury Academy Saturday at 5. Girls action at Waubonsie, Valley Heights knocked off Bennington 53-29. Handle face Waubonsie Saturday at 5. Waubonsie beat Salina Sacred Heart 62-50. Sub-state semifinals continue Friday. In our broadcast feature, at 6 p.m., it's girls play Axtell versus Pike Valley. At 7:30, Hanover versus Lynn, live on FM 95.5. That's at Blue Valley. At Rock Hills, Frankfort will meet Washington County at 6. At Donovan West, Centralia faces Troy. In Class 2A, Waubonsie, Valley Heights boys take on Bennington this evening at 7:30.
Sub-state action kicked off with a bang in boys action Thursday night from Blue Valley. In the first game of the night, Hanover defeated Lynn 54-31. Hanover was led by Braylon Mine with 15 as the Wildcats led by 20 at halftime and never looked back. In our nightcap, Axtell trailed 23-11 at halftime, but used a 25-7 third quarter to pull away with a 59-44 victory. Eagles were led by Brandon Schmelzley with 16 points, as that'll set up a championship matchup Saturday in boys action. Girls action gets underway tomorrow at 6 o'clock between Pike Valley and Axtell, while Hanover and Lynn tip off at 7:30 here from Blue Valley. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Live continuing coverage of the sub-state semifinals Friday and the championship Saturday. Games at 6 and 7:30 live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Grow some bold, beautiful cannas in this year's gardening containers. The attractive foliage and bright flowers are sure to attract the attention of passersby and the hummingbirds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start canna rhizomes indoors for earlier bloom in the garden. Plant them in a pot about a month before the last spring frost. Lay the rhizome on its side and cover with soil. Move the pot to a warm, sunny spot indoors to sprout and grow. Wait until the danger of frost has passed and the soil has warmed to 65 degrees to plant the transplants or canna rhizomes directly in the garden. Dig a hole about 3 to 4 inches deep. Set the rhizome in the hole with the growing point facing up. Cover with soil and water as needed. Grow cannas in full sun or partial shade and water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are crumbly and moist. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The hardwood trees along the Neosho River have been growing here for years. In fact, many of those old trees can be found yet today. But in 1825, the small grove of trees gained added attention as a place where two nations could meet. We head to that spot on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Mary Honeyman works in one of the oldest buildings in Kansas, today a state historic site on the old Santa Fe Trail.
In 1825, we had started having peace treaties with the Indians to the west, like we had with the Indians to the east, and Council Grove was selected by the federal government to be a place where Indians would come that were in the area that we now call Kansas.
These tribes would meet with U.S. government officials. Colonel George Sibley had conducted a study of the tribes in today's Kansas in the early 1800s. Sibley was consulted on how and where the natives should be met.
He said, "Tell you what, the safest place for you to be would be that crossing, the Neosho River crossing, and I will send our scouts out to let the Indians know that when we start signing peace treaties, that's where they're to meet us."
So the spot where the Santa Fe Trail crosses the Neosho River was selected. The name Council Grove was soon adopted.
He said, "They have a wonderful grove of hardwood trees. I'll pick one of the bur oaks because that's the longest lived tree. It'll be the largest tree in that grove of trees. And I'll pick the largest one close to that intersection. And I'll actually write the words Council Grove. I'll carve them into the trunk of that tree. And when they see this tree with two words on it, they will know from our scout, this is where we counsel with the government in the grove of trees."
But this place grew from just a grove of trees. And we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Council Grove, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
To stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prevent weak calf syndrome with proper maternal health before calves are born as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth. Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is usually with the cow, not the calf. Proper nutrition in the last 50 to 60 days of gestation is the key to preparing a calf for life outside of the cow.
80% of fetal growth occurs in that last 2 months. So during this time, the dam must have adequate nutrition to support the growth. They need additional nutrients to develop fetal brown fat that will supply energy for the calf to survive until it can nurse. The two most important cow requirements are protein and energy.
Arnold says that calves born to cows on protein-restricted diets have less vigor, less ability to get warm, and more difficulty standing. A weak calf that hasn't nursed within 1 hour of birth needs human intervention.
Especially if it hasn't been cleaned off or it's lying on its side, unable to sit up on its own. In these circumstances, you have to get the calf dried off, warm it up, and feed colostrum, and generally with an esophageal feeder because they're unable to nurse.
Arnold says usually as soon as you get some colostrum in the calf, it'll have a little more energy and you can help it stand up. Keep in mind that since weak calf syndrome is often a management issue, it can be a whole herd problem if cows aren't being fed the proper nutrition. Learn more about weak calf syndrome at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Some food safety advice for eating out and at home today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Julie Garden Robinson is a food safety expert, so she was quick to recognize a potential problem during a recent restaurant visit. The fried rice brought to the table was not so hot.
Because of my background, I know that rice can be a food safety hazard if it's mishandled. And with me not knowing what had happened in the kitchen, we just had to not take the risk. So we didn't eat it.
Garden Robinson is a professor and food and nutrition specialist with North Dakota State University Extension. She says the restaurant was obviously short-staffed.
There's a rapid turnover rate within the food service realm, so lots of things can go wrong, and so it's really up to the consumer to be aware and also know, you know, what risk they're willing to take on themselves. And we weren't willing to take on the risk, so we actually left that cold food on our plates.
Garden Robinson advises getting your leftovers home and refrigerated quickly.
If it's potentially hazardous foods, and that could include pre-cooked rice or almost any protein-containing food, you want to eat it, freeze it, or use it within 4 days.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is Jay Boyer with Boyer Limousine inviting you to our 33rd annual production sale on March 10th. If you're looking for a bull that is heavy muscled and also has excellent calving ease with good disposition, this is your sale. We'll have 50 bulls and 10 open replacement heifers. You can preview the bulls anytime leading up to the sale or check jboyercattle.com. The 33rd annual Boyer Limousine sale, Sunday, March 10th, beginning at 1 p.m., 3 miles east of Barnston.
Good Friday. On your farm, broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is now officially the 1st of March, 2024, and it's at these times here through Steckline Communications and the Mid-America Ag Network that we shift our focus to the current soil temperatures, which directly affects plant growth. Most soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature. Temperature impacts the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So with that, we're going to take a peek at quite a few different locations across the Sunflower State at their current 4-inch soil temperature, as well as the 7-day average for that region. We'll start up in the north central area near Belleville. Their current temperature right now, the 4-inch soil temperature, is 38 degrees. Their 7-day average right now, currently 40 degrees. Up in the northwest corner in Colby, their 7-day average is the same, 40 degrees right now at the 4-inch level, and currently at 37 degrees. Now in Hays, Kansas, the current 4-inch soil temperature is at 41 degrees, averaging over 7 days at 43 degrees. Down in southeastern Kansas, in Parsons, their 7-day average right now, a bit warmer than all at 46 degrees. However, the current temperature is at 43 degrees. Down in southwest Kansas, in Garden City, the current 4-inch depth temperature right now in the soil is at 38 degrees, averaging over 7 days at 41 degrees. Up in the northeastern corner somewhat near Manhattan, the current temperature right now is at 42 degrees, the 7-day average at 44. In Scott City, the current temperature right now at the 4-inch depth is at 39 degrees, with the 7-day average at 42. Next, we'll look up in Hutchinson, as the current 4-inch soil temperature there is at 43 degrees. However, the 7-day average is a bit higher than that at 47 degrees. In Butler, the current soil temperature right now at the 4-inch level is at 42 degrees, averaging 44 over the last week or so. Down in southwest, more along the border there, closer to Oklahoma in Ashland, Kansas, right now currently 45 degrees at the 4-inch soil temp, averaging over the last 7 days at 47 degrees for their soil temperature.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia. A dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in 3 words. Simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
You're invited to the 9th annual Flatiron Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 13th at 1 p.m. at the Ranch at 524 17th Road near Haddam. Offering 45 yearling Angus and Sim Angus long yearling bulls. Sires include Dynamic, DB Iconic, Growth Fun, Man in Black, Resilient, and Honyel's Big Timber. See the full catalog at flatironangus.com or liveauctions.tv. For more info, call 785-556-8982. Buy value, not hype. Buy Flatiron Genetics.
March is a muddy, sloppy month, especially in cattle feedlots. Too much mud can affect animal productivity. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the 3 big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Fall moisture.
moisture, winter precipitation, freezing and thawing, and spring rains combine with what's already on the ground to create mud in the feedlot. Cattle don't deal well with mud. They're large, heavy animals, and when you weigh 1,000 pounds or more, walking through a few inches of mud gets tiring after a while. Grant Duell is an extension veterinarian at Iowa State University. He says the sheer effort of meandering through the muck affects their productivity.
That's going to impact how often they go to feed, how often they go to water. Once that mud starts getting up about 4 inches or more, so 4 inches would be about up to their fetlocks, then it becomes discouraging for them. So A, it's sapping some of their energy just trying to wade through it, and B, they get tired of doing it, and so they just don't go to the feed bunk as often. And so we're going to see those weight gains drop as we deal with that mud.
Be sure there's a firm surface for them to stand on, such as a concrete apron around the feed bunk. Ongoing maintenance of the pen surfaces is the key to managing mud.
Getting them in shape in the fall when you have a chance, so that we don't have a lot of organic debris that's going to hold water. Getting those scraped good so that when we do get water, it can run out of the pen. Good design of those pens so that we have some slope so that the water does flow and not just sit there. Getting holes repaired, so if you've got some places where the cattle have dug in, particularly at the back of the feed bunker by the water tanks, we want to get those filled in.
Mud can also create health issues. It carries pathogens that can give cattle hoof problems such as foot rot. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing mud in the feedlot at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday, still mixed and slightly lower in the grains, higher in the livestock. A lot of green on the screen today as we wrap up this week of trade. April live cattle currently up $1.80 at 187.15. June's up 182 at 183.05. Triple-digit jump for the feeder cattle markets as well. The March contract up 320 to 250.220. April's up 360 at 257.32. And after a morning of slight losses, triple-digit gains now for the hogs. April lean hogs up 140 to 88.02. May's up $1.25 at 91.97. Mixed to slightly lower in the grains today. A lot of pressure on the wheat markets, especially March Kansas City wheat now down 20¾ cents to 282. May down even sharper, down 24¾ to 562.5. Corn markets slightly down as well. March contract down 5¼ to 410.5. May's down 6¾ at 422¾. Mixed in the oats. The immediate month of March oats currently up 7½ to 385, which is soon to expire. However, the later futures months slightly down, including May, down 0½ cent at 370.5. Soybeans still mostly higher today. March beans up 9 at 11.37¼. May's up 2¾ to 11.43¾. March soybean meal's up 220 to 335.50. And soy oil still a bit weaker today. March down 39 points at 44.27. And still limit lower for May cotton, currently down 400 at 95.57. A look into the energy markets now sees mostly higher numbers, including April crude oil up $1.84 at $80.10 a barrel. April unleaded gas up 3 cents to 261 a gallon. Heating oil up 4 to 269, though April natural gas currently down 2 at 183. A stroll down Wall Street, we see all in the green. The Dow Jones currently up 73 at 39,069. The NASDAQ jumps to an intraday record, currently up 168 at 16,260, surpassing over the 2021 high record. The S&P currently also in the green, up 33 at 5,129. And the dollar index still down 23 points at 103.86.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Winter grain mites feeding on Kansas crops raises concerns for producers. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the ideal conditions for winter grain mites and where they are at in their current life cycle.
Winter grain mites, as the name implies, do best in winter or during cool, cold conditions. We haven't had big problems in recent years, but every year we have a few here and there. The thing about winter grain mites, they come around, they're the last pest we have in wheat in the fall, and generally the first one we have in wheat going into the spring. Once it gets below 30, 25, something like that, they start laying eggs, and they lay eggs in the fall. That's where they are right now. They're in the egg stage.
Whitworth relays what types of soil the pest prefers, as well as their fondness towards certain kinds of field management.
The winter grain mites are more troublesome in no-till or minimum-till fields because the mites do better in the residue and the, you know, on the soil. That's where they prefer to lay eggs, so the eggs seem to do better in residue in the soil, or, you know, at least loose sandy soil also. So last fall, November, early December, the mite population dwindled and they started laying eggs. They will soon start hatching, and that's what everybody's concerned about. As long as they're still in dormancy, it doesn't matter. The pest feeding is not going to bother it. So make sure it has broken dormancy before you even think about trying to treat them.
He explains why direct treatment may not be the best solution to a winter grain mite infestation, along with how to identify them.
I have a hard time recommending treating for winter grain mites. If it's a dry spring, dry winter in your area, it's relatively warm, the plants are struggling, and you go out and you have maybe 1,000 mites per row foot, or if you got, you know, 50 to 100 per leaf on the plants. If you're out looking, go out at night. If you want to sample the plant itself, wear a little headlamp. You'll be surprised, not pleasantly, about how many mites are actually on the plants. Sometimes we've gone out to look and the plants just look furry with the little mites. These winter grain mites have a dark body, black, dark brown body with very distinctive orange, red legs. Two front legs are a little bit longer, but that's hard to tell just without magnification. They also have a little red anal pore or a little red spot on their on top of their abdomen. So they're very distinctive.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on winter grain mites and their impact on crop production. Learn more about this insect from the Cropped Insects in Kansas book. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock market has wrapped up its fourth consecutive month of advances with solid gains for the major indexes. The Dow Jones picked up 47 points yesterday, not quite enough to close at 39,000. The S&P and the NASDAQ ended Thursday at record highs, surging ahead 0.5% and 0.9% respectively. It's another setback for would-be home buyers. The average 30-year mortgage is higher for the fourth straight week, up to 6.94%. The rate is now just below its highest level since mid-December. The rate increases took a toll on home sales. Contract signings were down nearly 5% in January. If you get your news from Facebook, you'll need to find a new outlet. Meta announced yesterday that it's removing a Facebook section dedicated to news articles in the United States and Australia. A corporate blog post says Meta customers tell them they're more interested in short-form TikTok-style videos than news feeds. Jim Ryan, ABC News.